we bring you The Witch's Tale, written and produced by Alonzo Dean Cole. And Satan, her wise black cat.
I'm 11 year old I be today. Yes, sir, I'm 11 year old. Will Satan? Here, all these folks be gathered to hear one of our pretty little bedtime stories. And tonight, we're gonna tell them one that's become famous all over the world. You're right, Satan. A woman named Mary Shelley once wrote this yarn of ours in a book. But she, nor no one else, never know the true facts of the case but me. Doubt our friend life, sitting in the spooky shadows, is the way to hear our pretty tales. Now, draw up to the fire and gaze into embers. Gaze into them deep, and soon you'll be with us in Switzerland. Soon you'll hear our yarn of Frankenstein. Frankenstein!
Professor Waldman.
Oh, just a minute.
Oh, good evening, Madame
Maurice. Good evening. Raining cats and dogs. Step inside so I can close this door.
Yes, Madame
Maurice. Well, letting that wet umbrella drip all over my clean floor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You men of science. But I suppose I should be used to such carelessness after keeping house for Victor Frankenstein.
Oh, he's a very young scientist, Madame Maurice. Just wait until he reaches my age. Where is our Victor? In his laboratory?
Is he ever anywhere else? Doesn't even come out for his meals anymore. What is he doing in there, Professor, that he's so mysterious about?
I don't know any more than you do. Our Victor is a genius, and genius shares its secrets with no one.
Professor Waldman, I'm worried about that boy. In the last 6 months, he's changed terribly.
Changed?
Yes. He thinks of nothing but this work of yours. You know how much he loves his fiancée, Elizabeth. Yet 3 times he's postponed their marriage because it wasn't finished. And I'm afraid of whatever he's doing. I feel it is unholy.
Madame Maurice.
Unholy, I tell you. He forbids me to enter that laboratory of his. But he can't close up my ears. At night I hear frightful sounds from there. The cries of animals in pain. And then from him who has always been so kind. His tame shouts of triumph. And I've seen the same brutish-looking men bring in this house. Hideous things from the slaughterhouses and the morgue. Last week, the public executioner was here. He brought the body of that robber who was beheaded in the square.
There is no need for you to worry. However disgusting the tools he employs, you may be sure the object of Victor's work is to benefit mankind.
Mm-hmm. I hope you're right, but he's coming from the laboratory. He unlocked the door behind him. In the fairy tale, one would think that room was filled with gold.
Good evening, Victor.
Oh, Professor Waldman. I'm so glad you received my message. You came at once.
Oh, Madame Maurice. Get your hat and cloak. I will send you to your sister's.
In this awful storm?
Oh, is that a storm?
Is there a storm?
Well, then you must call a cab. I'm sorry, but Professor Waldman and I must have the house alone.
This is the night for which I've worked so long. The night on which I'll finish the crowning achievement of the ages.
Victor, you are trembling with excitement.
What have you done?
Tomorrow all Switzerland shall know. My name shall ring throughout the world. And you shall know first, dear Madame Morris. But tonight you must go. You must go now.
You mean your work is ended?
Yes.
There will be no more dead bodies coming through that door. No more horrors from the slaughterhouse.
No, that's over. That's over. Now go.
I'm going. Even though I catch my death of cold in this awful storm, it'll be worth it.
Go. Please go.
Victor, what have you discovered?
Wait, she's out of hearing. She wouldn't understand.
She's gone.
What is it? Come and see. Come into the laboratory. Professor Wallman, from the acute presence of death, I have wrested the secret of life.
Life?
Yes. I, Victor Frankenstein, have created man. Look at him there. Bit by bit, I fashioned him. His organs, his limbs, his brain, his external flesh.
A beautiful sleeping child.
But sleeping only until I give him life. And now the time has come. That's why I sent for you, old teacher. You pointed out the path.
I know nothing of
it. Yes, you sent me to the ancients for forgotten knowledge. Through them I learned of magic and the hidden truths of nature. But I have gone beyond the ancients. In a moment I shall make a man. I shall be a god.
You blessed me.
Why? To the race of whom this giant will be father, Frankenstein will be God's name.
Stop!
No, for I am greater than your lord.
You're mad.
But if this puny human thrive which he created, they must have delicate food, long hours of rest. They're weak, decadent, scourged with sickness, a prey to heat and cold. Compared to this child of Frankenstein's great genius, men are flies living out of summer day. Look at him there. He's tall.
A mountainous strength.
Immune to weather, illness, and fatigue. With a brain that will grasp in a single hour all that man must take a year to learn. This machine will give him life. I pull the lever.
What?
No, don't! In a moment he will breathe. And I shall have improved on nature. I shall have improved on God.
The giant's flesh goes warm. There's pulsation in his veins.
Soon he'll rise and walk.
Great God!
Oh, great Frankenstein!
Victor, the beautiful contours of his body are changing.
What?
His flesh is shriveling like a mummy.
He's becoming ugly. Misshapen.
You are creating a horror.
A machine. I'll turn it off.
Too late. He breathes. What? Clear. May God forgive you, Frankenstein. You've made a monster.
I can't go back into that house. I can't look at him again.
You must. You should not have fled from him an hour ago. You are responsible for him. You are his creator.
You're right. I am the great God, Frankenstein. But how could he have changed so if I gave him life? I planned a thing of beauty. To produce a loathsome horror.
Man cannot usurp the prerogatives of God. Let us go in.
All right. Oh, why should I fear him? His frightfulness may be only that of an exterior that I, in some way, marred. I gave him a brain capable of the most lofty thoughts, the noblest actions. Why, it's going to be all right. In the body of a fiend may be the nature of an angel. I planned this nature so.
Victor, the laboratory door is open. He has burst the lock. The giant's strength is gone.
Mr. Wallman, what is that lying in the shadows?
It's Madame Maurice.
She didn't go to assist us. She saw him. She fainted a fright.
Victor, he is dead.
No, no!
The throat has been crushed by giant hands. The monster killed her.
No. I, the great God, right.
Well, my boy, how does it feel to be on your feet again? Not bad after a year in bed, I'll wager.
A year passed that awful night.
Here now. I forbid you to speak of that just yet.
Oh, I'm quite strong now. And we must talk, Professor. This is the first opportunity I've had to be with you alone.
Careful, Victor. Elizabeth is in the next room, and your mother.
They don't know.
No one knows but you and me. They think your ravings of the monster simply figments of delirium. And you have been quite mad, you know.
Yes. Mercifully mad. Till a week ago, the darkness lifted from my brain to let me remember. And to fear. What other crimes is the thing I made committed since you brought me here? Where is he? You must tell me.
You have nothing to fear, Victor. The monster is dead.
Dead?
Yes.
You're not lying to me.
You're not lying, just to ease my mind.
No. During the week after his disappearance, he was seen in several villages, and the superstitious farmers took him for a demon from another world. At last he was fired upon and wounded. A trail of his blood was traced to the edge of a mountain chasm 1,000 feet in depth. We shall never hear of him again.
He's really dead. Oh, I feel as though the weight of time itself were lifted from my shoulders. I'm free again. My nightmare is over. There's nothing more to fear.
Mr. Darling.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Come in, my dear.
I hope you'll forgive my intrusion. I heard Victor's voice, and it sounded so different, so happy. I simply had to come in and see you.
Oh, I am happy, dear. I shall be happy forevermore.
You will be even happier if left with Elizabeth alone.
Oh, I know, young lover.
Oh, really, Professor?
I'll see you later.
Elizabeth. Dearest sweetheart.
Oh, how good it is to see you yourself again. You've been so ill, so close to death.
But now I have returned to life. And to you forever.
You mean until you go away again? Back to your studies, your experiments?
No, my studies are over. My experiments are ended. I shall never enter a laboratory again. There will be no more postponements of our wedding.
Then I shall have you all my own. Always.
Always.
Oh, my dear. You don't know how happy that will make you. I've been so jealous of the science which kept you from me. It seemed to keep you from even the start.
I have come back to you. God.
Elizabeth?
Oh, your mother is calling you. I must tell her. Perhaps we can be married right away.
Tomorrow, if possible.
How I love you.
How I love you.
Elizabeth!
A coming, Mother Frankenstein. Oh, I'm so happy.
And, happy. Happy. Happy! There's nothing now to fear.
You're wrong!
You! Alive!
Yes, I! The monster you created.
And Satan, these folks have got to wait till next time to hear the finish of this pretty yarn. Then we'll tell them some true facts about this Frankenstein and his monster that'll make their hair curl.
Written and produced by Alonzo Dean Cole. Let us join old Nancy
and her black cat, Satan.
Hannah and 2 year old I be today. Yes, sir. Hannah and 2 year old. Will Satan. If these folks will just douse out them lights and make it nice and dark, we'll finish telling them that pretty story we begun last time they was here. We already told them how that scientist fella discovered the secret of life and made a monstrous, ugly giant whose first act was to strangle our old lady. Then he disappeared, and the fella who made him thought he'd been killed. Unkilled. A year later, he heard the giant's awful voice a-calling him. Now draw up to the fire and gaze into the embers. Gaze into them deep and hear the rest of our yarn about Frankenstein. Frankenstein!
I'll follow to this desolate place as you bade me. What do you want of me?
To show you my home, Frankenstein. This barren cave upon the mountainside, exposed to the winds and howling beasts. Here I, the monster you created, live, whilst you reside in comfort. I want to show you my solitude, whilst you are planning marriage.
I thought you'd dead.
You made me too strong. The fall you heard had killed me, could not destroy my body. I simply disappeared from man, because man has shut me out. Even you cannot bear to look at my repulsive being. Even you, my maker. You, my God.
God. The great God, Frankenstein.
Yes, when you made me, so you called yourself.
How did you learn that I was your creator?
Upon that night when I first knew life, you fled from the horror you'd given breath from me. I was naked, it was cold. I wrapped a cloak of yours about me. There were papers in his pocket. When I learned to read, I found those papers were your notes of my creation. A pretty tale they told of how you made me from the refuse of the slaughterhouse and morgue. I'm partly man and partly beast. You owe me recompense for the awful life with which I am dead. That is why I summoned you tonight, that you may pay your debt.
What do you wish?
A companion.
Companion?
Yes, Frankenstein. Oh, I hate you, yet I love you, for you're all I have. Take pity on the thing you made, for I am lonely, with a hunger that no man can ever know.
You want me for your companion?
No, you no more than other men can bear to look upon my frightfulness. Give me a creature as loathsome as myself, one who will not turn from me to hide its eyes in horror.
You mean, create another monster?
Yes, for everything upon this earth excepting me, there is a mate of my breed. I am Adam, Frankenstein. Make me an Eve.
Me? A female?
Yes.
No.
Yes, you planned marriage. Why not I?
No, no, no. Why, you might loose upon the world a race of monsters. A race that would destroy mankind.
I swear we'll do no harm, Frankenstein. I bet.
Never. I presume no more upon the powers of heaven. I experiment no longer with the mysteries of God.
You will not create for me a mate?
No, a thousand times.
Yet you yourself will take one? Beware, you made me strong. I can crush you like a cat.
I'm not afraid of you. Only of life's secrets I have already probed too deep. I will not do the thing you ask.
Then die!
Right!
No! I spare you now. At the hour of your greatest happiness, I will strike. Straight to your heart, Frankenstein. Wait and fear, for I'll be with you on your wedding night. On your wedding night!
How can you be so sad tonight when all our dreams have just come true?
Oh, I'm not sad, dear. Well, how could I be when at last you are my wife?
Victor, you're keeping something from me.
Oh, no, no.
You are. Professor Waldman has been acting strangely, too. And the grounds outside are filled with strange men who look as though they were policemen standing guard. You have nothing to fear, my darling. No enemy who would harm you on our wedding night?
Oh, of course not, darling. Why, what could I be afraid of on our wedding night?
Victor, Frankenstein.
Oh, yes, yes. Alex Wentz, Mr. Waldman.
Victor,
Victor, come with me. Oh, excuse me, Elizabeth. I must speak to your husband alone.
What is all this mystery?
It's
what?
Nothing, dear. Now, you stay here. I'll explain everything when I return.
Hurry, Victor.
Yes, yes. Excuse me, dear.
But, Victor,
close the door tightly.
See the monster? You see the monster?
The police have him surrounded.
He's going.
Come on.
No, wait. He's coming. I can't leave Elizabeth in that room alone.
It is you he threatened to strike, not her. And we have him in a net. He cannot get away.
Then leave me to him. At last, let me destroy the awful thing my hands have made.
Elizabeth, quick, back to that room.
Oh, God, keep her safe. The door is locked!
You let him burst it open!
She's lying crumpled on the floor!
That open window! The monster!
Straight to your heart, Frankenstein! Straight to your heart!
Elizabeth. Elizabeth.
So, Frankenstein, you tracked me down. You fiend of hell, stand up from those rocks where I can see you.
Oh, you may aim at my breast that pistol which you carry. Very well.
I have you now.
Not yet. You forget how fast I move.
Let me go.
Oh, did you think to destroy me with weapons such as this? Oh. I, whom you made superior to the beauty race of men, oh. I throw your pistol into yonder chasm. And I release you unhurt and unharmed.
Somewhere, sometime with another weapon, I shall bring you death. Tonight you will kill the woman I love best in all the world. On her broken body, I have sworn to live for your destruction.
I told you I'd strike you to the heart. You thought I meant your heart of flesh, your body. There was a better way. I've turned your happiness to misery.
Oh, God, great Lord of all, destroy this monster.
You are my God. You, my Lord of all. Listen, my father. As you denied me the comradeship of one frightful as myself, now you are denied of me. As you condemn me to a life of solitude and sorrow, now you are condemned. You've sworn to live for my destruction, you have said. Your hate will make you follow me across the world, through the sun-scorched desert and the icy plain, through the heat and cold and thirst and hunger, to which I, your creature, am immune. How well you made me, great God Frankenstein. You'll follow me across the world. I always just ahead. You always just behind. Until your body, racked by age and sorrow, we will reach the end. Now I go, and you will follow.
I will follow to your death,
to the death of both. For you and I, henceforth, are one.
So, cast away. 3 points, Davis.
Castaway here in the Arctic Circle.
Aye, sir. Take this glass. It's a man on a floating block of ice, probably blocked away from the mainland, sir.
Dead. A white man, 1,000 miles from humankind.
Some explorer, probably, like ourselves.
Yes, who's lost his party. He may be a companion of that strange giant we saw in the distance a week ago.
If we can get him, sir.
We'll try. Man the longboat.
All hands up! Man the longboat! Castaway! Castaway!
It's a strange story you tell, Mr. Frankenstein. You've pursued this man for 40 years.
Not a man. A monstrous thing. Over mountain and desert, ocean and plain. In the fells of Africa, here to the Arctic Circle I have followed. I always just behind. He always just ahead. 40 years I have known no home, no friend. Only solitude, misery, and an empty dream of vengeance. Now I am dying. I can pursue no longer.
There, man. 5 days on that ice floe didn't do you any good. But our ship's doctor will soon have you on your feet and as good as new. And what you need now is lots of rest, so I'll leave you until morning. Good night, Mr. Frankenstein.
Good night. Rest. Lots of rest.
Yes, my father.
You.
I crept aboard the ship when darkness fell.
I expected you. For we have reached the end.
Yes, a God as miserable as is Adam. An Adam as sorrowful as his God.
Sorrowful because your vengeance is over.
No, Frankenstein. At the end, there is no longer heart for vengeance. All things cease. All things begin again. You're dying. The
son cannot survive the parent. Let me lift you in my arms.
Carry me to the deck.
Gently, tenderly I bear you, for you're all I've had to love. All I've had to hate, Frankenstein. Forgive me at the end.
I forgive. And forgiveness begs. Beneath these icy waters, let there be one grave for both.
You and I, creator and created.
My presumption and your misery.
We're at the rail. The waters wait below.
Let us find peace together. Now.
The end.
The end.
And them's the true facts about the stem of Frankenstein. Come see us next week, and Satan and me'll have another yarn to spin you.